safeguarding was a big focus for you. On that subject, what can you tell us?
Safeguarding was my number one priority. And I think that we did make some progress in terms of improving some safeguarding measures across sports following the historic abuse allegations. And I'm still in awe of those victims that came forward with their bravery and courage and talked about those moments of abuse when they were going through the academy program and everything else. And I was really struck by how sport felt that it needed to do something and wanted to do something, and the limitations of what it could and it couldn't do. I had numerous roundtables with different sports about improving safeguarding mechanisms. There's still lots of stuff that needs to be done. But one of the things that I'm quite proud of that we did is that we now have a martial arts code, where, because there's so many different martial arts, that we didn't actually have any kind of safeguarding across martial arts, and now we do. And that's, I think, a real, you know, sort of a positive outcome.
Victims came forward, as you point out. How safe is sport for children, do you think?
I think it is. I think it's safer than it certainly was when the victims of historic abuse allegations came forward. I think that there will always be loopholes, and I'm afraid to say that people will find them. And you know, that is just the nature of abuse. There are vulnerabilities in the system, but I hope that we are all working together to close those vulnerabilities down.